This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T, and like November, PLEC practice. Fax 989-463-2249 regarding Howleen, H-O-W-L-E-N-E, like November, Dault, D like David, A-U-L-T. Date of birth 11/4/1951. Dear Jennifer, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Dault with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary hyperparathyroidism, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was June 5th of this year. Her weight is unchanged and she's feeling well. She's had no recent illnesses or no complaints currently. Review of systems is negative. Medications, medication list is reviewed and she's on no prescription medications, vitamins and supplements only. Physical exam, weight 161 pounds, pulse 81, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 76, oxygen saturation 95% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, lungs are clear, no ascites and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 30th of 2023. And creatinine is 1.81, calcium 8.9, sodium is 138, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 4.1, estimated GFR is 29, intact parathyroid hormone is 83.4, and phosphorus is 3.8. Her hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease to stage 4 with fluctuating creatinine levels, but no progression of disease and no uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. We'd like her to continue to have labs every 1 to 2 months. She should follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And the secondary hyperparathyroidism is number 2, and we will continue to monitor that with our monthly to every other month labs. We generally don't treat that till the intact parathyroid hormone gets closer to 200. And then if depending on calcium levels, we can choose medication to use to treat that. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.